K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Inspirations Paint Grovedale. What's your next project? 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale. Before I throw to Birchie, Fano, was it 21 or 22 your last year?
Now it's got me thinking too. Maybe it might have been 22. I'm just having a think. Is that the last sort of year of COVID?
21.
So 20, 21, and then missed, didn't do 22. So, and then the year before, I think we sort of had those COVID years, but then I think it was the final where we got done by Mary's.
Yep.
And then I decided to come back and then just had that interrupted COVID years.
Before I throw to Birchie, young kid called Wilkinson's turned into a very handy protege, hasn't he?
Yeah, Wilco's been fantastic. I just had a quick chat to his dad on the way through, actually. He's just been great. He's, he's always, been a super competitor and, he's slightly undersized and, sort of funny, obviously coming up against Colac, I've often spoke to him about sort of a Lockie Veal type player and the impact that he can make as a bit of an undersized player who can be really physical. He's just been terrific all year. His fitness has been outstanding, but just his presence around the ground, he's been, taking more marks and, just an absolute competitor. He's been really great all year.
Dave, I wanted to just pose the question to you today. When you look at the two lineups, it's very much apparent. It's like the experience versus the youth for Newtown today. It's going to be a big challenge for your young team. They played St Mary's last week. It went up a notch there as well and didn't get the chocolates that day. So, how have you sort of gone about the preparation this week to get those young kids up and about?
Yeah, look, I don't think we necessarily approach it any different than the way that, we've approached all our sort of, year, to be honest. We're just continually wanting our young kids to learn and improve. And, sometimes, young kids don't really know who they're coming up against either. They sort of come into games. They got some pretty fresh attitudes and fresh minds. And, we just know that we've got to come in and bring some pressure. And it's going to be a really contested game. And, they've just got to come in and play their roles.
I know you work with the mids on game day, and I was out at the huddle last week. I heard some mids talking to Cam Wilkinson about some of his ruck taps.
Yep.
I was just interested, on the back of that to ask you how much time you put into training on the different types of taps and what works for your mids, or is it pretty much a case of on game day you just let them decide that based on how the game's panning out and the opposition mids?
Yeah, look, we're pretty lucky in the sense that they are a pretty experienced midfield. I know we still have some sort of young kids going through there. definitely there's, we put some time into our hits, but, I sort of give them a fair bit of rein and to be able to lead that on game day. We want them to be able to be the ones leading it out there, and running it. So, I'll sort of see, where appropriate that we might need to make some changes, but, by all means, they're the ones who are seeing it and reading the game first and foremost. So,
Fano, thanks for joining us. The two players that I just last week, Ned Harris's first half and Liam Nash's second half, if you could just do that for four quarters, you'll win the game easily. They were elite last week.
Yeah, they're two absolute rippers. I think Neddy's he's just one of the best players in the league. And if you as you said, if you can bottle up, some of those games and make it a complete game, from both, and probably, drag a few other players along with you. It helps you and gives you a long way, I suppose, in going well in the game. Ned's just a super competitor. He's just an absolute leader out there, and, he's just a fantastic leader by his actions. And Nash is the same. He's experienced. He's played quite a lot of footy, VFL footy, and he's playing in the GFL for a while now. His voice and his leadership out in the ground sometimes probably goes unnoticed a bit, but he's essentially like another coach out there on the ground, especially when we've got our young guys coming through.
The other one who's probably flown under the radar a little bit, but it's great to see him back playing consistent footy, is Gennaro Bove. He's obviously been injury riddled for a few years, stepped away from VFL's come back and has just taking it to the next level for you blokes.
Yep. Yeah, fantastic as well, G. He's just had to manage his body, a little bit throughout the year. He seems to be finding a bit of a sweet spot with his body now, and just to be able to get that consistency. He played at all, in the last, 24 months. So to be able to get him playing week in, week out at the moment, but just making a super impact for us in there, he's been great.
South Barwon have progressed to the second semi-final in the Buckley's Reserve Grade Cup. 8-10-58 over St Joey, 6-5-41. South will play Newtown in the
Newtown next week,
second semi-final.
Yep.
They finish minor premier in the Reserve Grade competition. For Inspirations Paint Grovedale, speaking with Towners assistant coach Dave Fanning, is Rowan McSparron.
I know we touched on it earlier about the boys. We talk about Nash and Harris. Their experience coming up against the bigger experienced bodies at Colac, those bikes are really going to hold the key in the middle today.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, they, you know, we got a really good taste for it at Colac's deck earlier in the year, and you know, it was a really great test for us, and you know, and especially from our young guys. You know, it was more so the response that we wanted. I thought Colac came out as they do, and were just super physical, and you know, probably you know, did see the senior players of Colac really come out really physical. And you know, I think if we can you know, can learn from that from our young kids. But yeah, obviously have those older players and leaders out there leading the way. You know, it does bring other people around them.
The other thing I notice is when you look across to the Newtown bench, there's a plethora of AFL experience there. It's great to see blokes that have obviously played at Newtown like yourself and Wojo giving back to the footy club and coming back and teaching that younger group coming through. How do you blokes actually connect and try and get that message that you've had from such a high level through to these young kids coming through at Newtown?
Yeah, look, it is. It's great. It's super. I mean, it's been some really great learning even for myself, you know, stepping into a coaching role and being able to work with Steve and, you know, Woj. I played under, you know, when in my first year actually playing in the GFL in 2015 or so. Yeah, look, a lot of it is obviously coming from Steve. I think he's just a really great teacher. You know, his ability this year to be able to continue to teach these young kids that we have on our list, you know, about the game of footy. You know, I'm just impressing, if, you know, the way that, you know, just to be able to get them to back their own skills. If they make mistakes, it's about what happens if we make a mistake there. It's not about, we all know we can make mistakes, but you know, we're learning about the footy game. So yeah, I think it's all, we're on pretty much on the same page here, that we've got some really great young kids coming through. You know, we just want to keep them learning and getting better at the game of footy.
How much better is Noah Tullio going to be for the couple of games he's been able to get under his belt? And we got glimpses last week of the talent that he is.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he. Yeah, because really, yeah, since the game earlier in the year when he did his ankle, he hadn't played any footy, and he came back sort of through the twos against Lara, which is he had a bit of a jog around there, and then last week again. So he's just going to be even more, you know, the better for it. He definitely shows some amazing glimpses of his talent at training. You know, he's an outstanding young kid, and yeah, we're really looking for him to go out there today and have another real good crack at it.
You still teaching?
Myself? Yeah, at Belmont High. So, yeah.
What are you teaching?
I've got health and PE. So I've got the year 12s, and so there's a few students out there from South Barwon,
yep,
playing in the reserves out there. So
might have come across my daughter. She did her rounds at Belmont in May.
Most likely. Yeah. There's quite a few connections out at Belmont, so
yes.
I usually try to keep my head down when I'm around here. I'm usually getting heckled by students.
What, 6'5"?
I was going to say, a bit hard to keep down.
I give out just as much. So.
And I appreciate you jumping on. I've probably been remiss of us. We've done quite a few Newtown games this year, not to get you on earlier, and I thought, hang on, we've got to get Fano on for a
couple
of weeks.
Yeah, bugger Stevie.
He
talks enough.
Yeah.
Overexposed, 280 games, whatever he did, nobody cared. How many league games did you play in the end?
14. 14 of the greatest.
Hey, 14 more than all of us.
That's
mate.
Correct. Yeah. Exactly right. Good to see you, Fano.
Thank you.
Good
thanks,
luck
guys.
This afternoon.
Good
Dave Fanning,
guys.
Assistant coach of our good friends at Newtown and Chewell. Inspirations Paint Grovedale. Watch your next project, 135 Torquay Road in Grovedale.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.